decency or decorum in the White House. It's in the media. It's in road rage. It's in cyberbullying. I think it's in reality television today. I see it on campus. A male student will not open a door for a female student. Even at an incident on campus where we had a, you know, students, the class was full. They're sitting on the floors. They're standing in the back. And three young female students walked in a couple of minutes late, and they were wearing heels like this and micro mini, you know, skirts. My joke on campus was I should have put a pole in my classroom, right? You know, it's like, you know, a stormy situation. So they came into class late, and I thought, oh, them trying to sit on the floor would be problematic. So there were three male students on the football team on the side of the room, and I played football in college, so I do a lot of advising with some of the athletes. So I said, guys, would you mind hopping out of your seats so they could sit down? They said, we were here first. I said, gentlemen, please, you know, the three ladies came in, and they go, oh, we were. So then I had to say, look, I'm no longer asking. And that's not my approach to education. I said, I'm telling you, get out of your seat. So I asked them to stay around afterwards. And I said, what's wrong? They said, we were here first. And I said, there was, at the least, if three attractive women walk in, a young guy should want to try to look good. I mean, I said, but then secondly, your professor asked you politely. And their view was, oh, and they were upset the whole way through it. So we've lost, I think, a sense of decency, decorum. Today, you can make fun of the disabled. And no one bats an eye anymore. It's, oh, it's a Tuesday. It's a Wednesday. So we've lost a sense of decency and decorum. So I'll come back to the incivility. And I think it's worse than it's probably ever been in American history. We'll talk about that throughout our talk. Now, it's not new. Americans, we're great people. We're philanthropic. We have this indefatigable can-do attitude. We put a man on the moon. We defeated global fascism. Then we defeated global communism. We built the interstate highway system. We eradicated diseases once upon a time. We're a great people, but we're overly excitable. I still think many people in this country are running around like chickens with their heads cut off from 9/11. Unlike the British during, let's say, World War II, who, if London is shelled with a Nazi rocket, people come wake up in the morning and get a cup of tea and say cheerio, and they're resolute. Unlike the Israelis, maybe a city is hit by a rocket, and a half an hour later, people are out having pizza and everything's cleaned up, and you know, it's like it didn't happen, right? We are an overly excitable people, and it's prevalent in our history. For example, this image on the top right, this is an image from the first Congress. There was an altercation between a fellow named Matthew Lyons, who's depicted jumping up and down there in the front. Matthew Lyons was... Nick.